Because he moves from Philadelphia, he sees what Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, which brought so many people to the West, which was totally fake, but everybody loved it. And he comes out here and he changes his name. He claims to own ranches. He had 7 wives. He doesn't tell the truth ever. Like so many people who came West and got another chance, he had multiple chances. Mm-hmm. He wasn't good with money, and maybe that's why he wasn't good with wives, or maybe it's the other way around. because then he got, in the 20s, he started doing covers for the Western pulp magazines. And so he did a whole series of covers for magazines like Western Story Magazine, which advertised big, clean stories of the American West. And that is where he published, in 1923, the image that became one of his most famous, The Last Drop from His Stetson. And that is still reproduced inside of high-end Stetson hats even today. So he had another chance with that. You couldn't help but make money if you did illustrations. When you think of Norman Rockwell, it's the end of the golden age of illustration. Everybody could make money. But he wanted to be in the West. He didn't want to really be in the East. I think he had trouble with deadlines. I think he had trouble with alcohol. You had the women and the truth-telling to all of that. So he got a second chance with the illustrations.